Yes, my response is that the European Union has to be very, very, very careful and very cautious. Why? What kind of judge is the European Union? What kind of judge is the European Union when they don't want to listen to the position of President Gbagbo, to the statement of President Gbagbo? What kind of judge? And I think what is going on in Cote d'Ivoire must be a kind of lesson for all the African continent, for all the African continent. So we must be careful, because after Ivory Coast, which will be the country which will experience this kind of injustice, I think the decision of the European Union is not just. It is a kind of injustice, and we need to combat this kind of situation. We must to stand, we must to unite to fight against this kind of selective attitude of the European Union.
Ambassador Nyamian, with these sanctions coming from the European Union and the Washington also possibly could come up with sanctions, ECOWAS has imposed sanctions, the African Union, don't you think this will have a cumulative effect and add more pressure on President Gbagbo?
Do you know what is the main, let's say, figure of the international relations? When a country like Cote d'Ivoire wants to be an economic power in the sub-region, those who don't want the African people to develop, they imagine any kind of scenarios to, let's say, to pull down this country. This is the case in Cote d'Ivoire. We experienced our first military coup in the 1999, and the General Gay said that you can never succeed in a military coup in Cote d'Ivoire without the support of the great of the UK, without the support of the United States, without the support of France. None of them said any single word to say that it is not true. So we are not surprised by which is going on in our country. What we want to do is to pray a lot so that we can find our way by our own, like the American found their way in 1776 during the independence war against the crown of the UK.
There were reported clashes between supporters of President Gbagbo and former Prime Minister Ouattara, and people are worried that this could plunge the country into chaos. What do you say to that?
It is not a problem. Look, in the most developed countries like France, have you seen what happened in Grenoble last year? Grenoble, in France, it was a crash too. But it didn't lead to a civil war. People imagine that we will experience a civil war in Cote d'Ivoire, and so that they can come. We will not have a civil war in our country. It is a controversy born after an election. We will solve peacefully our problem. We will solve our problem to our national legal system, like you did in the United States during the controversy born after the 2000 election. I said so many times, look, your president in the United States, President Obama, which is our brother, he said in the year 2009, before the United Nations General Assembly, that no country can be above another country. He said that democracy cannot be imposed from outside. So what we need from the international community is to help the Ivorian to solve their problem peacefully.
But Ambassador Nyamian, there seems to be no solution to the ongoing crisis, because both of the leaders have claimed victory, and that is where the controversy lies. How can that be resolved? Because obviously both of them think they won the election.
Look, we are a sovereign state. That means that we have our institution. We have our legal system. So how can they say that our problem cannot be solved? Why? Why? We are a sovereign state. We have our legal system. Look in Guinea, Conakry. They solved the problem through the decision of the Supreme Court of Guinea. Look what happened in Gabon for the election of Bongo Junior. They solved the problem within the legal system of Gabon. What happened in Togo with the election of Mr. Faure Gnassingbé? They solved the problem by their own. What happened in Burkina Faso? They solved the problem. The president of Burkina Faso has been elected at I don't remember the rate, because it is the rate of Cold War, but anyway, it is a rate. And I think that they solved their problem by their own. What we need is that if the so great powers can help us to solve peacefully our problem, then you are welcome. If they cannot, let's say we will do what we can to survive. We need to survive, and we want to survive peacefully.
So, Ambassador Nyamian, let me ask you, what is President Gbagbo doing to resolve this problem with former Prime Minister Ouattara?
I am an ambassador. I am an African, like you, like, let's say, President Obama. If you want to solve the problem, you must trust the institution, and you must take the time to look to solve this kind of problem. Look, in the United States, the controversy between President Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore, and President Bush, it took 2 months at least. Now we have, let's say, our crisis, we have, let's say, finished only 2 weeks. So let us give the time, and I think that we will solve peacefully our problem.
You are confident the problem will be resolved?
Of course. What is 2 weeks in the history of the country? The secession war in the United States, it took at least 5 years. The Second World War, it took at least 5 years. 6 years. So I think that but after the war, they finished around the table. And in our tradition, in our culture, as an Ivorian, we think that only the dialogue, only the negotiation can help to solve any single problem that can happen between the human beings. So I feel confident. The President Gbagbo feel confident. Even the Prime Minister Ouattara feel confident. So who will solve our problem?
Thank you very much, Ambassador Nyamian, for speaking to the Voice of America News.
Thank you, Mr. Peter. And I think that you will translate our hope to the African American officers so that they can help us to solve peacefully our problem. What we need, if they want to judge, they have to listen to Prime Minister Ouattara, listen to President Gbagbo, and then make their decision. If they don't do that, we will never believe to the impartiality before this crisis.